we get things rolling by welcoming back to the program a legendary Red Sox player. Spent his whole career with the Boston Red Sox, 210 career home runs, an American League record for homers in a season by a shortstop, and he has remained a big part of the Red Sox family for all these years. Rico Petrocelli joining us. Rico, good afternoon.
How you doing, Rick? Good talking with you.
Yeah, good to have you back on the show with us. And I mean, maybe it was your prodding out there on Twitter that got the Red Sox to finally get this deal done with J.D. Martinez.
Well, no, of course, there's no doubt that the Sox wanted him. And, of course, his agent, Boros, was trying to get the most that he could for his client. But they worked out a good deal for both of them. Really, he's got a couple of years. He can opt out if he let's say he doesn't have two good years. Of course, he could then stay with the team until his contract is up. And if he's not producing or if he has a real serious injury, of course that goes against the Red Sox. But you know, think positive here. Think that he will have two good years, outstanding years, and then want to stay in Boston and play his whole career here.
Now, of course, he put up the big numbers with 45 homers last year, and that sort of overshadowed the earlier deal the Red Sox had made. But how do you like them bringing back Eduardo Nunez for another season?
Yeah, good. I just hope that he stays healthy. He's a good player. I mean, he could play different positions for you. If Devers struggles a little bit, they can give him a rest, put Nunez in there, and they move him to Nunez to second, even short a little bit, you know. No, he's a very valuable guy for him. And you hope he hits, you know, it hits like last year. If he doesn't hit that high, you know, he's going to be valuable defensively.
There is so much talent on the left side of that infield with young guys. And I guess I'm always surprised when I hear people express disappointment in Xander Bogaerts, who was playing with an injury for a whole lot of last year. Are you still a believer in his ability to be a terrific player for this team?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think he can come back. His big problem last year, okay, he was injured. But he did play, and he chased so many bad pitches. I've never seen a guy go after that many bad pitches, especially breaking balls. I mean, he just, with two strikes especially, he started swinging, I think, when the ball was halfway down. So, I mean, he's got to improve in that area. There's no doubt about it. And he doesn't have the greatest range, but he has good enough range, and he can make the double play. So, no, he's a good ball player, and you hope that he comes back. That'll really help him.
What were your impressions of the first go-round in the majors from young Rafael Devers?
That was incredible. It was really something. I mean, not just because he's so young, but the power that he showed at a young age. I mean, he's not even in his prime. I would say the only thing I would ever be concerned about with him is his weight. He's just, you know, we just hope that he keeps his weight down, keeps in good shape. I mean, the guys, you know, you should see the weight rooms that they have at Fenway and in spring training. I mean, it's bigger than my house. He takes, so they work out all the time. So I hope he keeps in good shape, but he looks like he can be a good one. Now, third base with him, we got to see him all year. He doesn't have real quick feet, but, if he makes the plays that he should make, then he'll help the club.
Rico, I think back to some of the great outfields that played behind you with the Red Sox, from Yaz and Reggie Smith and Tony Conigliaro to later on Jim Rice, Fred Lynn, Dewey Evans. This is a pretty talented group out there. Are they as good a threesome as you've seen in a Red Sox uniform?
I would, in all honesty, not because I played in that era, but I'd say Evans, Rice, and Lynn were just incredible. I mean, you couldn't pay them now. Imagine having those three guys now. Oh, my God. But, Benintendi and Bradley and Betts, absolutely an outstanding one. I would say they're a close second, you know, to the other group. But and if Jackie hits, boy, that's going to be a big lift for them.
We're talking with Rico Petrocelli. Rico, the new manager in Alex Cora, was a tough situation there with the changeover and John Farrell getting fired despite winning back-to-back division titles. Do you think Alex Cora will be a good fit for this team?
Oh, I think so. The guys seem to like him already. He's a little more John was a very intelligent guy. I'm talking about off the field as well. He probably could end up in the front office someday, but I don't know what he wants to do. But he was a little, can't figure the word, uppity, let's say, to the players. Cora's more of a, you know, a guy that's on their level. You know, he seems to, you know, be able to talk to them in a more relaxed situation or in a relaxed manner. And John Farrell, who was a good baseball man, and of course he was an outstanding pitching coach as well. So, I mean, but you know what happens. We all know that they're eventually going to get fired. There are only a few exceptions that have gone, you know, for a long, long time with a team. So, hey, if the Sox don't do too well, you know, they're going to be screaming for Cora's head. You know, oh, he doesn't have enough experience and all that stuff. So, you know, give the guy a chance. Let him work the team. You know, I think he has a 3-year contract for the first couple of years, you know, even if he makes some mistakes. But he'll have help with his bench coach, pitching coach. So I see him doing a good job.
Well, when you look at the pitching staff, particularly the rotation, is it crucial that guys like Porcello and David Price bounce back and have strong years?
Price is the key. I mean, God, he's got to have 30 starts minimum. He's got to be out there, you know, a whole season. Of course, Sale, we figure he's going to be, you know, okay. He's a bulldog, but hopefully he doesn't get hurt. That's the one thing that worries me so much. Those injuries, man. But I will say this, Rich, that I really think, I was looking at the rosters, them and the Yankees, too, and I think the Sox, boy, they could really use another starting pitcher. And the reason I say that's because Rodriguez is, you know, coming off his knee injury. You know, we don't know what to expect. And Wright has had some problems off the field. We hope that's put behind him, and he can go out there and get that knuckleball over. And if they do, they'll, you know, it'll be great for the Red Sox. But just the names themselves, Porcello, yes, got to come back. He knows it. It's a big year for him. Pomerantz, we don't know. You know, will he have another good year? He's got good stuff. But we got to go by, with all the teams, by the past, you know. I mean, we know we have some good pitchers, starting pitchers, and the bullpen's pretty good.
You look at these two teams, and it sure looks like in the East, the Red Sox and the Yankees are head and shoulders above everybody else in that division. Is it great to have that rivalry back to where it used to be?
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, this is great. As you mentioned Twitter before. I tell you, when I go on there, hear some of the responses from the sports writers, you know, I mean, and these guys are going at it. Yankee fans, Red Sox fans, this guy's better than your guy. Look at the stats from last year. This year, I mean, hit 59 home runs. Red Sox fans says, well, he may not hit that in Yankee Stadium. And they say the same about Martinez. And then there's the pitching. I mean, I get a kick out of it. It's great. I think it's fabulous.
You're so active on Twitter, and also you've got a great website, RicoPetroselli.com, and you mentioned you're going to be doing a lot of blogging about the team this year.
Yeah. Hey, last year I did about 10, because I had a book out, and I was doing book signings all over the place. But this year I won't have to do that. And, so I'm going to write a lot more on the Red Sox, both, you know, what I say, good and bad, meaning, you know, I'm not going to make excuses for them if they're not playing well, or a particular player we might talk about and say, give maybe reasons, my opinion, on why he's not hitting or why he's not pitching. You know, I mean, so I enjoy that. And, you know, it's great to kind of stay in the loop with, you know, talking about the Red Sox.
So last week it was really snowy around here, and I went to my DVR and I watched again the wonderful special that MLB Network put together on the 67 Red Sox, and I just loved watching that again. But I got to ask you and Mike Andrews, what is it about you guys that you don't age? You both look great.
Yeah, I wish. Well, the bones are all creaky, but no, Mike looks great. He's always looked like he was at least 10 years younger, but he's a great guy. And we had fun doing that. They did an excellent job. We didn't know how it was going to turn out, but very nice job. And it was an important year for the Red Sox. And we had fun playing that year, winning games, and the fans came out to the ballpark, and kids came back, and they had their heroes like Yaz, Boomer. And it was really fun. It was a different time, it's a little different now, but boy, they got some great ball players out there.
Absolutely. And it was fun to go back and remember those years and that team and how it changed really everything about the Red Sox. And you guys talked about it, that prior to that season, 5,000 people show up, you'd be happy. And since that time, it's been everything that you could imagine and beyond. When you go to the ballpark now, you walk around in the concourse and that area outside the park and look around, can you imagine that this was the same Fenway Park from 50 years ago?
No, I tell you, it is amazing. They packed the ballpark just about every game, and fans are excited. Red Sox fans are so passionate and knowledgeable, and it's true. We're not just saying that to try to make friends. It's true, because we've been to other cities. We never thought that it would turn out the way it did, because the year before, I think we got put up about 800,000 people in the stands. The year before that, 600,000. Now, it started off slow. We had 10,000 at the opening day. And then after the first month of the season, where we started winning, being an exciting team, coming from behind, people started coming in. As I mentioned, the kids. And we ended up almost 1.8 million in 67. That's incredible. Mm. And everybody was happy, of course. And Yaz had this great year. But, yeah, they say it's the beginning of Red Sox Nation. Yeah, it brought a lot of the fans back, and of course they brought their kids, and then they brought their kids eventually. So it was great. I was so happy to be a part of it.
I think it was we were talking to might have been Jim Lomborg saying that if all the people who now claim they were at Dave Moorhead's no hitter in 1965 were actually there, it would have been a heck of a crowd.
Yeah, it would have been a packed house for Pete's sake. I think there was 2,000 people there. I mean, it was incredible. You could hear yourself. And, of course, it was exciting, and the fans were cheering all the time. But, yeah, there was just no people at the ballpark. In September, we were 35 games behind. I mean, no hope. But it was nice that Dave got that, And I talked to him occasionally, too, and tell him that people still remember. He's really he loved it here.
Well, we love having you on the show, and great to know that you'll be writing more and more about the Red Sox this year. I love following you on Twitter as well. I hope we can check in with you during the course of the season.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, Rich. I'll be happy to do it. And I'm very excited about this year. I know the Yankees are good. I'm not saying that they're, they're going to all of a sudden fold. No, they're good. But so are the Red Sox. And they play, 19 games against each other? So
right.
They got to beat they got another 140-some games. And so they got to beat other teams, too. Both of them have to beat other teams. So everybody thinks that you're going head-to-head with the Yankees that's the season. No, I mean, it's a long year. So let's just hope that everybody stays healthy and then they, can have real good years.
Rico, it's great to talk with you. As always, thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and we'll check in with you again before too long.
All right. Great, Rich. Take care, huh?
That's Rico Petrocelli talking Red Sox with us. And again, his website, ricopetrocelli.com. Follow him on Twitter @PetrocelliRico.